This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott.
В 1922 году Ленин из-за болезни не смог более выполнять функции главы государства и партии.
A Soviet newsreel shows teary mourners shuffling past the body of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. The Bolshevik leader and chair of the early Soviet state died of an apparent massive stroke in 1924 at age 54. His embalmed corpse still draws throngs of visitors to his tomb in Moscow's Red Square and was the topic of an annual clinico-pathological conference held at the University of Maryland this month. New York Times medical reporter Gina Colata was there and reported on the findings, a new theory on the cause of Lenin's death, along with a new suspect. Gina Colata, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Thank you. It's great to be there.
First, a little on the annual conference at the University of Maryland. Apparently a very big draw.
It is. It was really fascinating. I didn't realize that they do this every year, but apparently they've been doing it for 19 years. And they take historical figures and they say, well, you know, what was really the cause of death? One of the first ones they did was Edgar Allan Poe. And that apparently was spectacularly successful because at this conference, what they do is they present the case of somebody. Now, it turns out that medical schools have these clinical pathological conferences all the time.
Uh-huh.
And usually what happens is a doctor will get up and present a case and the audience will discuss it. And then they'll say, here's what we think the real cause of death or the real cause of this illness was. So with Poe, they got up and they were describing his illness. And the decision was that he had died of rabies, which was spectacular.
Yeah, that's
and sensational.
Yeah,
and in fact, it was even a final Jeopardy question. But then the doctor that organizes these conferences, Dr. Philip McCabewick, I think that's how he says his name, he said he went back and did a lot more research, and he discovered that that Edgar Allan Poe's physician had decided to sort of make his name on Poe and had been on the lecture circuit for 20 years, sort of embellishing all the facts. And that, in fact, this Dr. McCabewick said he thinks that Poe really died of alcoholism, delirium treatments. He was a hopeless alcoholic, he said, and his doctor was out there trying to sort of make a good story out of it.
Yeah, no foaming jaws with that
one.
Well, this year,
a lot of them.
The subject was Lenin, who died at the relatively young age of 54. Now, you write that a doctor said his arteries were said to be so calcified as to sound like stone when tapped with tweezers. So,
right.
So a massive stroke would make sense, but he wasn't really a typical stroke candidate, was he?
He was pretty young, actually, and that was part of it. I mean, even in those days, people at 52 didn't usually have arteries like that and have a stroke at that age and die. He actually had his first stroke when he was only 52 years old, and then 6 months later he had another, and then he had another one 3 months after that. And then so people said, one of the ideas was, maybe he had these strokes. Was that really what killed him? I mean, he kept sort of recovering from these various strokes, even though they looked kind of hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
So at this conference, first they had a neurologist get up and give all the details of his medical history, which was kind of interesting. Apparently he had short little weak legs when he was a baby, and his head was so big he was top-heavy and he kept falling over.
Oh,
I had no idea about that one. And then he used to bang his head on the floor when he was upset. And his mother worried he might have some sort of brain damage. But he also had all these other little problems. He had insomnia and migraine as an adult and abdominal pain. He'd had typhoid when he was 22. He was knocked off his bicycle a couple times and badly bruised. He got influenza. He was assassinated. There was an assassination attempt in 1918 when he was 48 years old. And a bullet pierced his collarbone and punctured his lung and came to rest on his collarbone, and another one lodged in the base of his neck, and they just left those bullets in there. So he had kind of an interesting little history, and he had seven siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them died when they were infants. A brother was executed when he was 21 for treason. An older sister had a stroke when she was 71 and died. And two younger sisters and a younger brother died of typhoid fever, a heart attack, and atherosclerosis. And But his father died around the same age, age 54, and he seemed to have also had strokes. So the question was, so you have all these medical details. You say, okay, which ones are important? I mean, which is the forest? Where's the forest? Where's the trees? But it looked like the neurologist was focusing on what looked like a family history among the survivors of a lot of heart disease. And why did this guy have heart disease at such an early age? He didn't smoke. He wouldn't even let anybody smoke if they were around him. He watched his diet, drank alcohol sparingly, exercised regularly and vigorously. So what was going on here? The neurologist said he thinks that Lennon actually did die of a stroke, and that the reason that he had so young was he probably had one of these inherited conditions that lead to very high cholesterol levels, which, of course, would not have been detected in those days, and that that would have caused him to start getting atherosclerosis and clogged arteries when he was only maybe the disease started like 20, 30 years earlier. So that's why he died at 54.
Well, I'm dying to get to the sort of punchline here before we run out of time, because they suspected it was dun dun dun.
They said, okay, maybe it was poisoning. Is that what you want me to get to? They brought in.
Thanks for playing along,
Russian,
Gina.
I know. I just wasn't sure how much you wanted me to go into this. They brought in a Russian historian from St. Petersburg, Russia, Lev Lurie. And Dr. Lurie said, you know, this was kind of interesting about Lenin, because he was. First of all, he says you can't believe everything that they would tell you about the causes of death in Russia, because they were always lying about people. And he said that there are some strange things that were going on here. First of all, Lenin was plotting a coup against Stalin. Lenin and Stalin were arch enemies, each wanted to take over. Stalin had been known to kill people before, and it would be easy to poison Lenin. And what was particularly weird was Lenin was suffering some seizures before he died of a stroke, his final stroke. And that's really atypical for strokes. I mean, that you don't have seizures before you die of a stroke. But it is typical of poisoning, brain poisoning. So you get seizures. And there was no toxicology that was allowed on Lenin after he died, which actually, you know, it was kind of unusual, because in those days they did do toxicology. So you got to wonder, was it poisoning? It would have been easy to do, he said, but there's no clear, obvious evidence.
Well, we are going to let listeners go and read Gina's article to find out who the prime suspect in this poisoning might have been.
Sorry I went on so long.
No, you know, it's fascinating, fascinating stuff, and I think that's what's great about this conference. You learned so much, and I learned so much from your article. Thanks so much, Gina. Really appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Gina Kalata is New York Times medical reporter. She attended the University of Maryland's annual Clinico-Pathological Conference and reported on new theories on the death of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, presented there. And there's more on the story. There's more on the conference as well, and videos of Lenin's funeral. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also track us at wordofmouth.org, Facebook, or on Twitter.